Demand for hand sanitizer has skyrocketed ever since the coronavirus outbreak began. Alcohol is a primary ingredient, so distilleries across the country are switching gears and trying to help meet the demand. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Samantha Horton reports.
The Hotel Tango Distillery near downtown Indianapolis usually is focused on producing bourbon, rye, and other liquor. But when the coronavirus hit, CEO Travis Barnes saw a very different need that his company could fill. Hand sanitizer.
Well, I was actually reading about people making it incorrectly and that they weren't actually making anything that could actually kill germs. So we have the facility, we have the ingredients on hand to really produce that. So we kind of just shifted gears to produce actual hand cleaner.
Barnes turned production and tasting room space into an assembly line. Workers switched to making thousands of bottles of sanitizer, putting labels on 4-ounce containers, and taping boxes for shipment.
I think it's a needed product right now to keep people healthy, and I'm proud and humbled that our company is able to provide that for everybody else out there.
After getting federal approval, dozens of microbreweries and small distilleries across the country are helping out. So are giants like Anheuser-Busch. Dean Eric Barker, Purdue's College of Pharmacy, says to make effective hand sanitizer, it must be at least 60% ethanol and include hydrogen peroxide and glycerol. The final product might be unfamiliar to consumers.
The consistency of the FDA-approved products is going to be different than what you might find in the traditional over-the-counter products like Purell. It's going to be a much thinner consistency.
Indianapolis's Hotel Tango has received requests for sanitizer from all around the country. Once federal approval was in hand, the first batch of about 4,000 bottles headed out for delivery, for free. One box went to the Padded Shoe Foundation, an Indianapolis organization that provides thousands of meals to school children. Executive Director Matthew Feltrop says the supply will help keep team members safe while delivering meals.
Now we have a case from Hotel Tango that we'll be able to use probably for the next month.
Since the first batch was delivered, the distillery has also started selling the hand sanitizer. With so much demand for sanitizer, Hotel Tango has avoided the layoffs hitting other companies. After a run on commercial sanitizer, some people started making their own at home. Purdue's Eric Barker says FDA-approved businesses like distilleries and pharmacies bring a guarantee of effectiveness.
Giving guidance to those that have the core knowledge around percent alcohol, particularly, and compounding, so we can get the safe and effective products into the hands of consumers is a priority.
But Barker adds one note of caution. While sanitizer does help, he says washing with soap for 20 seconds is still the most effective measure to prevent the spread of the virus. For Here and Now, I'm Samantha Horton in Indianapolis.